Scott with SJWildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 355. Well, after Final Days Report 354, computer blue screened. Before my computer blue screened, I could not get into my own personal website, SJWildfire.com. Interesting day. So I am not going to get my new computer probably for a week. It was crazy. I couldn't actually order the thing at Walmart.com. They canceled my order 3-4 times. So I had to have somebody else order it for me on Amazon, ship it over to me. So I'm going to be off screen for a little bit. This has happened to me before when I do a podcast that I just don't think the man wants you to hear. So check out Final Days Report 354. I think we're watching big time wrestling with all this nonsense. And another proof point to this is The Economist magazine. It's gone viral a little bit how The Economist magazine predicted the Mexican president. We did a podcast, War is a Script, Death Will Be Real, where we show the Mexican president, I mean, to a T. Now, check out The Economist magazine with a question mark. And I looked up question mark and ear, and they match like a glove. They match like a glove. So, I'm telling you, between 354 and 355, we're watching big-time wrestling. And it even got more creepy. I'm a little late because I was blue-screened with my computer just shut down. That leaked phone call with RFK Jr., and I'm going to play it. It's going to be very, very difficult to hear. I'll put it on Telegram as well. So the story is supposedly confirmed. I saw articles confirmed by CNN that Trump calls RFK Jr. to talk about vaccines. See, transhumanism Trump with the poison poke damaged a lot of people. Millions of people are sick from this. Cancer skyrocketing. Infertility. Immune systems are being destroyed. More people passed after that thing was launched. Seal One has opened. We wrote a book about it. Death rate among 18 to 65-year-olds, according to a major insurance company of working people, increased 40% within a said time frame. I heard anywhere from 20 to 40%. That is a genocide. That's a genocide of young people. Young people don't die. They die of motorcycle accidents, drug overdoses, maybe suicide. They don't die from disease. Disease USA Inc. So this call, it was very, very just strange and timely. Trump's like, yeah, big, I think he said a big mosquito felt like it went by my head, but it was a bullet. And it was from a big gun like AR-15. You go back to 354, Final Days Report 354, we talk about how the Second Amendment in the RNC platform is taken back. They're taking it back, my friends. Never forget, Trump said, take the guns first, due process second. What are we seeing here? What are we seeing here, my friends? So the call to RFK Jr. was really just trying to say, you know, I really never really 100% agreed with these vaccines. Yeah, right. He's the father of the vaccine. He's bragging up the vaccine. He went after RFK Jr.
I agree with you, man. Something's wrong with that whole system. Yeah. And it's the doctors you fight. Remember I said, I want to do small doses. Small doses. When you feed a baby, Bobby, a vaccination that is like 38 different vaccines, and it looks like it's meant for a horse, not a, you know, 10-pound or 20-pound baby. It looks like you should be giving a horse this. And do you ever see the size of it, right? You know, it's this massive. And then you see the baby all of a sudden starting to change radically. I've seen it too many times. And then you hear that it doesn't have an impact, right? But you and I talked about that a long time ago. Anyway, I would love you to do something. And I think it'll be so good for you and so big for you. And we're going to win. We're going to win. You know, we're way ahead of the guy. And, you know, he's interesting. He was very nice, actually. He called me. And he said, how did you could choose to move to the right. So I guess that's, people said, you know, if I was looking straight up, he said, I was just showing a chart. I didn't have to tell him the chart was on all the people pouring into our country, but I just turned my head to show the chart, and something wrapped me. It felt like a giant, like the world's largest mosquito. And it was a bullet going around. You know, it was, what do they call that, an AR-15 or something? That was a big gun. Those are pretty tough guns, right?
And I'm telling you, RFK Jr. is really no better than any of them. I'm reading from a post on Telegram. RFK Jr. is a recovering drug addict who never held office, who is at the very core of a left-wing Democrat who made people wear masks to come out to a dinner party at his home, has expressed disdain for the Second Amendment and freedom to bear arms, and has explicitly stated that climate deniers should be jailed. RFK Jr., as well as Trump, have mega ties to Epstein. I mention this often, how this witness said there's a camera in every room in Epstein's mansion that was actually given to him by a billionaire. Camera in every room. And Trump would be there often, and there was this young woman, and Epstein said to Trump, she's not for you. So we're just watching puppets from Israel. That's my take on this whole thing. Now, going back to the Economist magazine, Final Days Report, episode 309, we decoded this transhumanism, AI, fake resurrection prediction from the Economist. I mean, they want to plug you up into this hive mind. But going back to the Economist magazine, so they predicted the Mexican president, it appears. They have the question mark on the ear. And obviously, we just saw what happened to Trump. And they're predicting this AI beast system with 6G, 5G, fake Holy Ghost, artificial intelligence hooking you up to the hive mind. We decoded this. Final Days Report, episode 309. So go to SJ Wellfire and type in 309. It replicates, the whole cover replicates an IQ test, basically, that I used to have to take for corporations. Like patterns, pattern recognition. So check out our thoughts on the Economist magazine and trying to decipher what's in store for us. It's as the days of Noah. Never forget that. It's turning you into this hive mind. It's biohacking you. It's DNA defiling you with nanotech and God knows what else. Now, going back to the theater of this assassination, I just thought it was interesting. They spelled the firefighter that lost his life, they spelled his name wrong with the gift at the RNC. Pastor gets up, Graham, and granted his father was caught with Truman doing a Freemason handshake. He gets up, says, I'm not sure why one person lost his life and another one didn't, and he smirks. I mean, it's theater. You've got Hulk Hogan ripping his shirt off. It's big time wrestling. Go to SJ Wellfire and type in Trump. Type in big time wrestling. That's what we're watching. This is a script. This is an absolute script. I had a dream, again, of Trump, Macron, all these other European Western leaders walking in line and getting a script from Lucifer. Appears he has but a short time, my friends. But I thought it was interesting. This has gone viral. Pastor Franklin got up after J.D. Vance spoke and shared about a ritual to anoint the high priest with blood on his right ear, thumb, and toe from Leviticus, plainly inferring in front of these leaders at the RNC prayer breakfast that Trump was anointed as high priest by his own blood in an initiation ritual on Saturday. Who does Scripture say is our high priest now? It's Jesus Christ. Under his blood sacrifice and his alone, the last one that ended all other sacrifices, not via Donald Trump. And it's creepy. It's not just this pastor. It's also life site news. I'll play two videos.
Ralph and this amazing organization doing such great work. I'll be very brief. In 1990, I had been rich before, out of the hot sermons that I preached as. And the Lord gave me one message that I had forgotten about until Saturday. I had completely forgotten it. Thankfully, I do these transcripts and they have them and I can get them. So I called my assistant and I said, I want that message. And I want to give it to you and then I'm done. It'll take me 3 minutes and then we're going to pray. But the message was called Blood Anointed Ears, Hands, and Feet. And it came from Leviticus chapter 8. And it's the story of when Aaron and his sons were called by Moses to come and be the first high priest, a high priest who would stand before God on behalf of the people, but would also be an example to the people of great public service and ministry. And Aaron is being ordained. And they had a strange ritual. The Bible said they took the blood of an innocent animal, a goat, and they put blood on the right ear of the high priest. They put blood on the thumb, the right thumb of the high priest. And they put blood, took his shoes off, and put blood on the right big toe of the right foot. Consecrated hearing is a demand of the Spirit for someone who was being ordained into the call of God. That speaks of our thought life. The thumb speaks of our work of our hands, our work life. The foot and the feet represent our walk life. Blood-anointed thought life, blood-anointed work life. What is our work? What we do, our talents, our abilities, the work that we do. You are business people, many of you. Your work is your ministry to God. And the walk had to be right. A blood-anointed walk. A blood-anointed walk life, a blood-anointed work life. A blood-anointed thought life. And here's the point, that when the president turned his head and the bullet that was supposed to kill him, it caused blood to flow from his right ear. And he reached up with his right hand and he's got blood on his thumb. And I thought, well, if there's anything to this, what about his big toe? And then I thought, oh my goodness, the thing that Trump said when they picked him up and were trying to get him out, where are my shoes? I want my, something took my shoes off. I'm not trying to be mystical or strange or weird. But you know, when God showed up, God told Moses, take your shoes off. Joshua, take your shoes. You know what that really means? God saying, I'm about to step into your shoes, Moses. You thought you could lead the people. You tried on your timing and failed. But I'm going to step into your shoes. I'm going to get in your walk. I'm going to get in the work of your hands. And with my help and only by my Spirit, you're going to rebuild this nation. And I'm going to give you a new ear. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. I really believe that God has given Donald Trump a new ear. You prayed for it for decades, Paula, and you brought thousands of preachers in, and he would listen, and we would all be amazed at some of those meetings that Ralph, God would give you such wisdom. I watched. But I believe that we're at a different moment, folks. There are moments of destiny and change. And we all are stunned and astonished at where we find ourselves in this moment. And if ever there was a time to be in a prayer meeting with all of these amazing national leaders and for us to humble ourselves and say,
God, what if I told you that the Holy Bible says not once but twice That blood on the right ear is a sign of consecration, is a sign of being devoted to God's service. That's the sign that the Lord instructed Moses to do for Aaron and his priest sons, because they were supposed to be consecrated to perform the service of the Lord. I'll read for you first from Leviticus 8:23. Moses slaughtered the ram and took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear, same ear that President Trump was shot at, and there was blood on his ear. And then in Exodus 29:19-20, you read, take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on its head, slaughter it, take some of its blood, and put it on the lobes of the right ears of Aaron and his sons. And if you skip down a few verses, then it says that he and his sons and their garments will be consecrated.
I want to close with this. Do not leave your or take your eyes off of this whole transhumanism, biohack, bioengineering as the days of Noah playbook. This iron mixed with clay, or I like to say in my book, graphene oxide mixed in you. The fourth beast system, iron mixed with clay. Seeds of men will not cleave. Seeds of men will not cleave to the old Roman Empire. That really doesn't make much sense. So I want to show a video. Watch this AI little god video of the sphere in Las Vegas breakout, right? We just had that digital plandemic test from CloudStrike, it appears. And I found this video as well. Interesting copy at the end. Afterlife presents Enema Genesis, G-E-N-E-S-Y-S. So it's your afterlife, live in meta, AI fake resurrection that we've covered. And Enema, I couldn't find that what that word meant. I didn't search long. I'm sure it means something. Maybe somebody can crack it in the comments. I personally, if you go to 354, I thought when I first heard Trump's head was blown off, I didn't have access to a computer, I thought they were going to resurrect him. Because remember, brain cells run AI and quantum computers. We've done a ton of articles, and I had a dream. The Antichrist will ultimately be hooked up to quantum computers and come out as a hologram. And this was in 2008, before any of this stuff existed. But to me, one of the things, and I struggle every day. I need to make sure that I am walking, that I'm walking upright. I have a wandering eye, my friends, and I need to repent of that. So today's verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14, that is something I want to keep near and dear to my heart. And I think his name is Big Rich. He was on Tucker Carlson's show. I don't watch Tucker Carlson, but this kind of went viral with Big Rich wrote a song about Revelation that he said was downloaded to him. And it's a great interview because he really thrashed the pre-trib rapture with things that I've done. You know, you're going to be here. You need to endure to the end. And his warning actually is the same warning I've been preaching about, that if you read 2 Thessalonians talking about, no, you didn't miss the rapture because you'll see the Antichrist before Jesus returns. Why would that be in if we were raptured out of here? It makes zero sense. And then Matthew 24 we covered as well. After the tribulation, the sun and moon shall be darkened. And there's so much scripture as well. We've probably covered it with 3 or 4 different Bible studies. type in how to read the book of Revelation on SJ Wellfire if you're in the pre-trib rapture. And I went from mid-trib to post-trib. Mid-trib doesn't bother me because you realize you've got the mindset that you're not going to take the mark of the beast. You're not going to be hoodwinked because you think you're going to be raptured out of here. You're not going to take it. And you will endure to the end, even if that means your head. So mid-trib does not bother me personally. I was a mid-tribber. Just pre-trib, because I think it's a soul trap, personally. This is my verse that I want to ruminate on. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Have a blessed day. It's going to be a different format until I get my new computer, and then it's going to take me a while to set things up. So stick to the Word of God, my friends. Let that be your ultimate truth, and have a blessed day.